Happy Friday to you. I hope you have a really lovely weekend ahead. Today, I wanted to talk to you about how the universe shows up for you when you show up for yourself. And part of showing up for yourself is starting by allowing yourself to show up for yourself in the first place. I believe that when we begin to really listen to what we need and actually, more importantly, start to put in the things in place, that the energy can change almost instantaneously. I know myself, like, you know, when you go through difficult periods and then the difficult period or the stress kind of eases a little bit, you've got a different perspective on it or something. And then you just say to yourself, oh, like, I need to switch gear here, or I'm going to allow myself to just take that break or whatever. And everything starts to flow a little bit better. Think about a time maybe that you've been sick and you've had to just take a break. Maybe you've had to take time off work. Maybe you've had to leave work altogether. And in those moments when that happens, the relief and the release that you have. So what you're doing in that moment is you're literally changing the energy. So energy is something that can be changed in any moment because it simply is just energy. Our thoughts can be changed in any moment because thoughts are just thoughts. Our belief systems are just belief systems. It doesn't mean they're real. It doesn't even mean they're true. But it's what we believe to be true. And when we've thought things or believed things for a very long time, I have no doubt, because I know myself, it's hard to change them. It's hard. We can logically know, yeah, you know what, I really want to change that belief. But it's like, how did that belief get there in the first place? It happened probably a long time ago. But I think if you can work with saying, I'm going to shift the energy around something, because energy is not conditioned. You are not conditioned to certain energy. Your energy changes multiple times in a day, while thoughts and beliefs and patterns are more kind of grounded into you or set in stone a little bit more because they've been going on for so long. So this weekend, what I want you to do is I want you to think about something you've wanted to allow this month. And really ask yourself that, can you just start to do that? Could it be as simple as, you know, I need to change my hours in my business. I want to increase my price in my business. I want to put my business out there. I want to tell that friend, like, I'm not actually available. I want to take a step back from a situation. I want you to actually start to do this. Maybe it's something smaller that you want to allow yourself to do. Maybe you've been telling yourself for ages that you're going to go and pamper yourself for the weekend, or maybe you're going to clean out a wardrobe or something that's going to make you feel good. When we do things and we take action, because allowing ourselves obviously requires action, it starts with choice and it starts with decision, but it's the action that actually obviously brings us to that space. But I can tell you that you'll flip the energy really, really fast. And instead of worrying about how you think about something or your belief system, or being like, oh my God, that's going to be so much work, I can't even think about changing my belief system, just simply say, let me bring in a nicer feeling energy. How do I do that? And watch it shift really, really fast. Have you ever had a time where something's been really weighing you down in your life and you just bite the bullet and you deal with it? Maybe it's someone's been frustrating you. Maybe you get sick and you're like, right, I'm going to take a week off work. Maybe you book that holiday that you need for rest or relaxation. Maybe you walk away from something. And when you do it, it's like something lifts off your shoulders. And in that moment, the energy shifts. And in that moment, the body changes. How you see things change. And there's a sense of, God, I'm free. Not burdened, not crouched down, full of all the tension. You're free. So think about that kind of a thing when you want to change energy. And remind yourself, like we go into the factual things that we've done before, remind yourself of how you felt when you did allow yourself to do something that needed to be done. This whole month is not about waiting until you're sick or unwell or whatever, or until you're burnt out, or until you just reach your limit of frustration with the situation, or until you have another week where you're feeling stuck, run down, low energy, low mood. Like, it doesn't have to get to that place. And, you know, they say failure. And failure is a big word. I think sometimes we think of the word failure, it's a negative connotation. But I don't believe so. Failure is like a, you know, thing we all have to go through in our life. But failure doesn't just start today. failure around something will have started months ago or years ago. If we don't just fail in a moment, or something doesn't just work out in a moment, there's always a kind of a lead up to it. So what about flipping the energy now of being like, let me lead up to allowing myself. Let me lead up to moving towards exactly where I want to be. So I hope you have a really good weekend, and I'll talk to you next week.